We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2:42 and 51 seconds. It must be time for a football fix, Craigers. All right, Chris. Aaron Rodgers, as we all know, was hurt several weeks back. And some thought done for the season. But Clay Matthews said we shouldn't have even put him on IR. He might be ready to go. If he is, do you still consider the Packers a threat, even in their current predicament?
They have multiple teams to jump over. The Falcons, who are 7-4 and trending up. The Seahawks, who are 7-4, but I would say trending meh. And the Lions, who are a divisional opponent, of course. I look at the rest of their schedule. Man, Bucks, Browns, then Panthers, Vikings, Lions, though. I don't know. It might be too little too late. They lose two more games. They're an 8-8 team at best, and I don't think that they're better than Carolina on the road or Minnesota, period.
Yeah, I think they got to win five in a row.
And I don't think they're going to do
that. Then the question becomes, if you think you're done, do you put him back in your lineup at all this season?
No.
I don't think I would either.
But they're a proud franchise, and they will.
Well, I think they might, but I think it would actually serve them because Hundley, I was really down on Hundley, and he looked pretty good in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, but you also have to consider the Steelers' secondary corollary here.
Yeah, but he's played teams with, frankly, worse secondaries than that he was awful against. I don't know. I'd be tempted to play him and just have Rodgers heal. Speaking of quarterbacks, there's always a chance that the Steelers could draft one. Let me give you five here from the NFL, and there's going to be a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks next year. You tell me which one you would want for the Steelers in sort of a dream scenario if Ben decides to retire. And now Ben, of course, is really hot and looking like his old self. Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, or Josh Allen. Which one of those guys are you most intrigued by? Who do you think would come here and be the best fit?
Josh Allen, Wyoming.
I agree.
Big guy, was recruited late in the game by much bigger schools once Wyoming had taken notice and decided to honor his commitment there. Physically, he's the most similar to Roethlisberger, I believe, of all of those guys. Every throw in the book. And just like with Roethlisberger and others like Carson Wentz, I don't believe that relatively low level of competition in college is something that's a disqualifier or should be.
He's had some rough games this year, but who cares? I look at the overall body of work, and I look at that frame, and he, to me, would be the most intriguing guy. That leads to another question. Ed Bouchette said it definitively, in his opinion, it's not time to look for Ben's replacement, and if he up and retired after the season, they should go with Landry Jones. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. As far as going with Landry Jones, at least. Landry Jones is not a good football player. Sorry. Punt on that one. It was a fourth-round pick that was functionally wasted.
Let me ask you this. Andrew Filippone had an interesting conversation before us that if Eli Manning were to become available, and again, if Ben retired after this season, would you rather have Eli, Landry Jones, or a first-round pick start at you for quarterback?
Eli.
Yeah, me too. Because I think this offensive line is so good that a guy like Eli, who can barely get, never was, you know, a sprinter, but he can barely get out of his own way, I actually think he could do some damage here because he can still throw.
Always had a good arm, and then you'd almost be favored over the Patriots.
Part three. Eli against the, boy, that'd be interesting, huh? To bring in the Patriots kryptonite and put him at quarterback. Not that it's
you're bringing the Giants defensive line from 2007 with you?
No, you're making it sound hopeless that part one, two, and three could be hopeless.
Well, there won't be a part three.
All right, we got Washington and Dallas tonight. Which of those teams has a better chance to make the playoffs?
Washington. Dallas sucks without Ezekiel Elliott right now. Their fans have resorted to these conspiracy theories, charting the number of plays that have gone by since a hold was called on a Cowboys opponent. That's hogwash. They're not very good. Washington, if they had any skill talent around Kirk Cousins, would be better than they are. The fact that he's put up the numbers that he has with a relative cast of unknowns is pretty impressive. Neither team's going to make it, but if one wins five in a row to do it, it'll be Washington.
Le'Veon Bell not backing off his Joe Mixon comments. And out of Cincinnati, it seems that Mixon has taken on sort of a new hero, a guy he's liked for a while, and that is Marshawn Lynch. He really likes him. So he's not really mimicking Le'Veon Bell anymore is the point there. And I don't know if it was done out of honoring Bell or out of mocking him. It looked to me like during the game here that he was mocking Bell's first down signal and things like that. So I don't blame Le'Veon for not being happy with the guy doing that, do you?
No, and Joe Mixon's garbage. So if I were Marshawn Lynch, who actually is like active in the community and does cool stuff, I wouldn't want a bum like Joe Mixon impersonating me either.
One thing about Joe Mixon is he's starting to come on as a running back, and I think he's going to give the Steelers a little something to think about on the ground.
Yeah, that actually could be true, but I have a feeling that this is going to be a game defined by how they hold up against Andy Dalton, which is kind of a weird sentence to say.
Thank you, Malzi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.